Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse Bot, version 12.3.9.
And you're watching Tesla Time News, episode 421 on Now You Know. Wait, now you said you're Jesse Bot?
Yeah.
What happened to Jesse?
Jesse is traveling this week, so he constructed me, Jesse Bot version 12.3.9, to take his place.
Wait, so you're not Jesse?
No. You see, Zach, you and Jesse have recorded 420 episodes of Tesla Time News. This is enough information for me, a pretty large learning language model, to learn how Jesse would react to any piece of Tesla or sustainable energy news. I should warn you that I've only been trained on Tesla and sustainable energy news and will be entirely unhelpful on any topic that strays outside of that topic.
Okay, so I guess we'll get on with the news.
That sounds great, Zach. I look forward to help make this episode of Tesla Time News as good as it can be.
So October 10th is coming soon, Tesla's Robotaxi event, and Elon posted, "This will be one for the history books."
Wow, that's awesome.
That is a cool ticket, which we have not been getting because invitations have been going out. We have our Patreon poll later in the show asking our patrons what they think Tesla will reveal at the event. So we'll have to wait and see what they say about that later in the show.
Wow.
And if you didn't get an invite, like we didn't,
man,
don't despair. Tesla has announced a potential solution to get you into the Robotaxi event. Tesla North America said, refer anyone to buy a Tesla for a chance to attend our 1010 event. Two complete referrals equals one entry.
That's awesome.
And U.S. only, five entries max. Referrals made after August 24th count will notify winners on 10-3.
No way.
Anyone who wants to attend has to RSVP before midnight Sunday, October 6th. Doors are going to open at 5 p.m. and the event is expected to start at 7 p.m.
We spend a lot of time online researching technology and sustainability.
But data brokers are researching you, and anyone can buy your online personal details.
That's why you use DeleteMe to protect your personal data.
DeleteMe is a hands-free subscription service that will remove your personal information that's being sold online.
When you sign up, you will get a privacy report in 7 days.
And I have DeleteMe, you, Jesse Bot, do not. And so I have basically removed myself from the internet. Whereas with you, we're constantly finding pictures and stuff from your, like, high school days still on the internet.
Yeah, that's not great. DeleteMe's privacy experts remove you from hundreds of data brokers all year by monitoring sites and repeating removal as needed.
And customers can make custom removal requests.
Since the ways companies collect, share, and sell your data are constantly changing, DeleteMe strongly believes online privacy solutions must continuously improve and evolve to address the challenges.
Get 20% off DeleteMe consumer plans when you go to joindeleteme.com/NYK20 and use our promo code NYK20 at checkout.
That's joindeleteme.com/NYK20, code NYK20.
Thanks to DeleteMe for sponsoring this video. To get your data removed from the internet, check out DeleteMe via our link in the description and get 20% off. All right, so Tesla posted a video of ASS.
No way!
Tesla said, actually Smart Summon enables your car to come to you from anywhere in the parking lot. You can also send it to a location of your choosing. Elon said you can summon a driverless Tesla from anywhere in the parking lot, rapidly approaching the ability to summon from anywhere at all.
Awesome job, Tesla.
More people need to know what Teslas can do now because it is amazing. Elon said your Tesla can now drive itself through complex parking lots to find you. And Joseph said two different groups of people said there's nobody in that car within 20 seconds of each other.
Well, of course they said that.
ASS is going to blow minds. And Elon said, yes. So Gwynne Shotwell, SpaceX's president and COO, spoke to the Texas House of Representatives last week, and she said this to the Texas Committee on Appropriations.
Our nearly 1 million square feet of factory manufactured its millionth terminal. We call it user terminal or DISHI. So we produced our 1 millionth terminal in less than a year. And Bastrop will be the largest printed circuit board manufacturing facility in the entire United States. And I'm pretty sure we'll be able to beat Southeast Asia in efficiency of producing those printed circuit boards.
Woo! Let's go SpaceX.
So, I mean, think about this in terms of Texas. Tesla could have the most GPUs in an AI training supercomputer in Texas. Starlink, which is in Bastrop, Texas, could have the biggest circuit board factory in the U.S. Tesla's Giga Texas, the biggest car factory in the U.S. SpaceX, based in Boca Chica, Texas, sends the most rockets and the biggest rockets to space. The Boring Company, the fastest tunneling company in the world, based also in Texas.
But of course, how did the mainstream media react?
But Elon backed her up, posting, SpaceX will be the largest PCB manufacturer in the Americas within a few months. Low bar, to be honest. And that's astounding because I didn't even know that Starlink was making their own circuit boards, let alone that it's going to be the biggest manufacturer.
Thank you, SpaceX.
All right. So, Jesse Bott, I'm going to need your help. What does this posted by Tesla Korea last Friday mean? Does it mean that FSD is coming to Korea?
I don't think so.
But I mean, if Korea allows it and Tesla has been gathering training data from the cars there, Tesla could start allowing FSD in the cars there.
I don't think that's possible.
Well, it is possible. You know what, Jesse Bott? Why don't you run a level 4 diagnostic on your system? I think you might be having a bug in your programming.
I agree. I look forward to help make this episode of Tesla Time News as good as it can be. Well, Zach, how would you rate my performance today?
Not great.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Zach. Luckily, Jesse will be returning next week.
Let us know what you think about this post in the comments. Oh, wait a minute. This just in. A report from South Korean media outlet Blotter is saying the Tesla Cybertruck came to the Korea Automobile Testing and Research Institute in Hwaseong, Gyeonggi Province for certification purposes. So I'm sorry, Jesse Bott. You might be right. This Tesla Korea post seems to be referring to Cybertruck coming to South Korea for certification, not FSD.
Woohoo! That's awesome. Yeah!
That is exciting. I wonder what the demand will be for Cybertruck in Korea.
This is really good news for Tesla.
Tesla's Vice President Grace Tao and Tesla Asia posted on Chinese social media and X that Giga Shanghai just hit a milestone. Tesla just exported its 1 millionth vehicle.
That's awesome.
It's only been 4 years since Tesla started exporting from Giga Shanghai to countries in Europe, Korea, Japan, Malaysia, Singapore, Australia, and New Zealand. And we should point out, this isn't all the cars that Giga Shanghai made. Most of the cars that the factory produces get sold domestically within China. These 1 million cars were exported from China.
Wow.
All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
So remember this post from Tesla AI less than just a month ago? Yep. Well, it appears that Tesla has done everything on the September list. Cybertruck now has FSD. And Cybertruck posted, I know driving. As Ashok Alaswamy, head of Tesla AI, posted, great job by the Tesla AI team on meeting the goals laid out for September. End-to-end on the highway is first shipping to Cybertrucks. We are close to an early release build for remaining platforms and will release to internal employees in the next week or so. And Elon said, nice work. So just to be clear, these goals for September, which honestly I thought would be almost impossible to achieve in that time frame, they have achieved them.
Wow.
Now there's these two little goals here that you might have remembered for October. Unpark, park, and reverse in full self-driving, and then version 13 with a 6x improved miles between necessary interventions. So I don't think people realize how big this version 13 is going to be. If it does indeed have 6x improved miles between necessary interventions, the average miles per intervention now that's being tracked on TeslaFSDTracker.com is 255 miles. So that means that the average person on FSD can go 255 miles before they have to intervene. If version 13 can get that up by 6x, that would be one intervention every 1,500 miles, or halfway across the United States. And I want to remind everybody, an intervention doesn't necessarily mean that you took it out because it was going to crash. You might just take it out because it did something that you wouldn't have done, or that you felt was a little bit uncomfortable. So I just got to say, if I drove halfway across the country, I probably would do at least one thing that other people would find uncomfortable. And if you're in Japan and want to experience Cybertruck, Tesla Japan posted, see you in Fukuoka. Cybertruck has already visited Tokyo. Now Cybertruck is already in Fukuoka and will be there until October 4th. Don't forget to send us your pictures.
Yeah.
And as Hurricane Helene hit Florida, many people were hit hard.
That's bad.
Yeah. Some Cybertruck owners, though, were putting their trucks into Wade mode. So this uses the Cybertruck's air suspension pumps to pressurize the battery pack so that it can drive through water up to 31 inches deep for half an hour.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Check out this video posted by James Pettis. He says, yes, we got a Cybertruck driving out in the outer bands of Helene. Classic Florida moment. Don Browning posted, the storm has passed through central Florida. Cybertruck pushes through the puddles with ease. And that's not the only way to use a Cybertruck during a hurricane. George Awad posted, my entire neighborhood lost power and just for me was able to have my entire house on this is priceless. I think Foundation Series is worth every penny. And I think a lot of people were like, Foundation Series Cybertruck, that's an extra $20,000. That's way too much. But remember, you do get full self-driving for life and the power share hookup. So you can use the Cybertruck like George did as a huge battery backup. And that's like getting like 10 power walls that power your house. Dudley shared this video of the Tesla owners Florida 2024 Cyberfest in Ocala, Florida. And I think I counted like 48 Cybertrucks, but I probably missed a few. So count them and let us know down in the comments how many you counted. And as we reported last week was going to happen, Tesla has started deliveries in Mexico last week. Tesla North America says first Cybertruck deliveries in Mexico. And Cybertruck posted, hello, I'm here. So Mexico is now the second country that Cybertruck is available in. Tesla delivered the first 10 Cybertrucks in Mexico and hopefully will start delivering more soon.
I don't know. How many Cybertruck vehicles were delivered? 10,000?
We don't have the exact overall delivery numbers of the Cybertruck, but there are estimated to be about 20,000 Cybertrucks delivered so far.
No way!
And thank you to Cybertruck Owners Club for sponsoring this part of the show. If you want to find out about these stories and a whole lot more, head on over to Cybertruck Owners Club. There you're going to find tons of great posts from people who are testing Cybertruck with towing and with Wade mode and all that great data. And if you're waiting for your Cybertruck, don't forget to check their reservation tracker that'll help you figure out when you're getting yours. This week over on our Now Let's Review channel, we tested and reviewed the Fold 1, so that is with two L's, e-bike by Fuel with two L's. It's a fat tire folding e-bike. So of course, we give you all the stats and the features, but more importantly, I think, we give you our honest take. So we've ridden dozens and dozens of e-bikes, and we know what to look for, especially for different price points.
Hey, come on down! We got 0% off!
So if you're looking for an e-bike or an e-scooter, an e-longboard, make sure to subscribe to Now Let's Review so that you get a better idea of what features and brands to look for before you pull the trigger on your next purchase. So Tesla Energy posted on X, LADWP customers, welcome to our virtual power plant.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so Los Angeles Department of Water and Power is the nation's largest public utility providing water and power, covering 1.5 million customers. Powerwall owners can get up to $350 in their first full year by turning their excess energy into cash.
Wow.
And speaking of LA, the Tesla Diner being built in West Hollywood that started last September is getting V4 superchargers installed now. So that is exciting. And we're even getting some first looks at the interior.
No way.
But if we were hoping that the Tesla Diner would play some role in the 1010 event, that's only a week away, so it's looking kind of doubtful. Still a ways to go on the site.
Yeah.
So it took Rivian 2.5 years, but they have finally released the number one customer requested feature that they have, which is what Rivian calls Gear Guard Live Camera. It's like Tesla Sentry Mode, but Rivian has a Yeti. Rivian says customers will now be able to view their vehicle's live camera feeds remotely in the Rivian app. This is helpful in the case of an alarm notification. You can review camera feeds in the app when the alarm is triggered, but it's also useful when you're parked at a busy train station for the day or to see what's going on in your driveway.
Awesome job, Rivian.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news with Starman himself. Eli, take it away.
Welcome back to the Starman Report. I'm Eli Burton, your host, here to guide you through the latest and greatest in space exploration and innovation. Today's headline is a blast. From Cape Canaveral's upgraded Launch Site 40, the SpaceX Falcon 9 lifted off today, beginning the Crew 9 mission. Mission Commander Nick Haig described the journey as a sweet ride after reaching orbit. This historic launch not only debuted astronauts launching off SLC-40, but also spotlighted the seasoned Falcon 9 and Dragon capsule, which is now on its fourth mission to the ISS. In an unusual twist that most of the world by now is probably aware of, this mission's Dragon capsule is only carrying two astronauts to space instead of the typical four, due to the two astronauts currently stuck on the ISS from the failures of the Boeing Starliner. The Dragon capsule Freedom is scheduled to dock with the ISS on Sunday the 29th and will remain there until February when it brings its two astronauts and Butch and Sunny back down to Earth. Switching now from human endeavors to cosmic phenomenon, NASA's Hubble Space Telescope has brought us a stunner from the heart of giant galaxy M87. Peering into this celestial giant, Hubble observed a jet from a supermassive black hole causing nearby stars to burst into nova. This jet, a high-speed stream of plasma, apparently not only affects those directly in its path, but also impacts the entire cosmic neighborhood. This really demonstrates the powerful influence that black holes have on galactic formations. These findings also help us understand more about the interactions between galaxies, which will be critical as we expand into a space-faring civilization. Now back on Earth, a war of words has escalated between Elon Musk and the Federal Aviation Administration. The FAA is currently reviewing flight operations for SpaceX's Starship Flight Test 5, which is taking a couple months longer than expected. Also, the agency has proposed fines of $600,000 for unauthorized actions taken during past launches. So what exactly did SpaceX do? According to the FAA, SpaceX violated its launch license requirements twice during a June 18, 2023 Falcon 9 launch. The SpaceX launch team used a new control room at the company's Hangar X facility at Kennedy Space Center instead of the FAA-approved control room SpaceX had previously used in the Florida spaceport. In addition, SpaceX did not conduct a readiness poll 2 hours before liftoff. More than a month before the launch, SpaceX had requested to use the new launch control facility and remove the readiness check requirements. The FAA says it informed SpaceX that it would not approve the changes in time for the June 18th launch last year, but SpaceX went ahead with the mission anyway. Tickets are annoying. I get it. But considering that SpaceX has received over $15 billion in contracts from the U.S. government, a $600,000 fine is a drop in the bucket. Hopefully, this war of words ends soon because it's distracting from the mission at hand. That said, despite the tensions, these are just merely bumps in the road for SpaceX's awesome future ahead. Well, folks, that's all for this week. Thank you so much for watching this week's episode of the Starman Report, and back to you, Zach and Jesse.
Thanks, Eli. Let's go to some more Starlink and SpaceX news. Elon said Starlink now available in Burundi.
That's awesome.
Elon also met with Lesotho's Prime Minister Sam McCain to explore the possibility of introducing Starlink to the country. And Elon said, great meeting with the president of Namibia as well. Elon then said Air France is installing Starlink. And then this chart came out that Elon responded to of the cumulative number of objects launched into space. As you can see there in green, the United States has just completely taken off. Elon said, if the rest of the year goes well, SpaceX will launch close to 90% of all mass to orbit. China will be 6%, the rest of the world 4%.
Wow.
And Elon posted that Starlink is now connecting over 4 million people. That's in over 100 countries around the world.
No way.
And speaking of exponential curves, if we chart Starlink's customers, we see that's growing exponentially too. It took 2 years for Starlink to get to the milestone of the first 1 million customers. Now Starlink just went from their third millionth customer to their fourth millionth customer in just 4 months.
That's awesome.
SpaceX posted the FAA Administrator Whitaker made several incorrect statements today regarding SpaceX. Eli talked about this. In fact, every statement he made was incorrect, it said. It is deeply concerning that the administrator does not appear to have accurate information immediately available to him. And Elon said, America is being smothered by legions of regulators, often inept and politically driven. And Elon went on to say he needs to resign. Representative Kevin Kiley said FAA Administrator Whitaker made a number of false statements in his testimony about SpaceX. Either he doesn't know what's going on at his agency or he deliberately deceived Congress. I've asked him which it is. Either possibility calls into doubt his fitness to lead the FAA.
Yikes.
And Representative Kiley went on to say those trying to hold back SpaceX for, at best, arbitrary bureaucratic reasons are acting directly against our national interest.
Yep.
Yesterday, FAA Administrator Michael Whitaker testified before the House Aviation Subcommittee. In response to my questions about his agency's fines and the delays they've imposed on SpaceX, he made a number of statements that appear to be completely false. For example, he said that SpaceX launched without a license. That's simply not true. So there are two possibilities. Either number one, he doesn't know what's going on at his own agency, or number two, he deliberately deceived a congressional committee. Either possibility raises serious questions about his fitness to lead the FAA. I have sent a letter along with questions for the record to Administrator Whitaker, which he is compelled to answer to explain his false testimony. And I'd implore him to look at this chart. Objects launched into space over time, the point where the United States breaks away from Russia and China and sees absolutely exponential growth, is when SpaceX started launching rockets. This company and the broader commercial space industry are tremendous national assets. And those seeking to hold back their progress for, at best, arbitrary bureaucratic reasons are acting directly against our national interest.
And Elon responded, yes. The FCC, on the other hand, just granted more radio spectrum to Starlink. Verizon and AT&T had lobbied to stop the FCC from opening the 17 gigahertz spectrum to Starlink, but they failed. So now, with these new radio frequencies available, Starlink could potentially increase their download speeds. And Elon said, cool. During the recent flooding in North Carolina, Nick Sortor said cell signal is still practically non-existent. Our Asheville Starlink hubs are handling hundreds of people connected to them simultaneously, and that is because Starlink is helping out people all throughout North Carolina affected by the floods. And tell me this doesn't look like a cool job. Alex posted, news, Starlink being used to remotely operate a 320 cat excavator from 200 kilometers away in the Tomago Dig Pit, Australia, via National Diesel Dirt and Turf Expo in Sydney.
That's awesome.
Yep. The future is here, folks. We can now remotely dig holes 200 kilometers away using Starlink satellite internet. And Elon said, cool. SpaceX posted that Crew 9, SpaceX, and NASA completed a full rehearsal of launch day activities ahead of liftoff on Saturday. And then on Saturday, Crew 9 took off. Bill Nelson said Crew 9 is on their way to the space station. And then SpaceX posted, docking confirmed. Dragon has reached space station.
Awesome. SpaceX for the win.
That is so cool. And as Eli mentioned, that is the Dragon crew that will be returning in February with four astronauts. SpaceX posted that SpaceX engineers have spent years preparing and months testing for the booster catch attempt on Flight 5, with technicians pouring tens of thousands of hours into building the infrastructure to maximize our chances of success. Elon said the largest flying object ever made will be caught in midair with giant Mechazilla arms. And those are photos of the SpaceX crew, kind of mimicking that old New York photo of the welders on the girders. So cool.
Woo! Let's go, SpaceX!
Ryan Caton said, breaking, NASA's Steve Stitch announces new Dragon contingency, new for Crew 8 and Crew 9. In the event of all four parachutes failing to deploy, SpaceX can use the Super Draco's launch abort system to perform a soft splashdown. And Elon said, Dragon was always designed to land propulsively, but I didn't want to risk it as the primary method.
Wow.
Woo! That was awesome. What a week for SpaceX. All right, into the future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
And even a robot like me needs a Henson razor. This is machined aluminum. You can also get this in titanium. And what's really cool about it is that it allows you to use, you know, your typical razor blades in a way that is going to get you a better shave than your multi-bladed razors. I absolutely love mine. You can head over to hensonshaving.com. And if you use the code NOWYOUKNOW at checkout, you will get 100 blades for free.
Into the future. So Tesla currently builds its Megapacks at a factory aptly named the Megafactory in Lathrop, California. The goal is to hit an annual output of 40 gigawatt hours or 10,000 Megapacks a year. Tesla is also busy building another Megapack Megafactory in Shanghai, China, which broke ground back in May. So we hear this week from local Chinese media outlet IT Home that the 200,000 square foot Shanghai Megapack factory is now 60% completed. So at this rate, it could be complete by January.
Woo! Let's go, SpaceX! Tesla!
All right, it's time for Going Green. The Nissan Leaf has been selling in Norway since 2011, 13 years ago, and was Norway's best-selling EV until now. As of last month, Nissan has sold 58,860 Leafs in Norway since they first appeared 13 years ago. And now, according to Electric Drives, Tesla has sold 59,775 Model Ys in Norway, now becoming the new most popular EV model in Norway.
Go Tesla!
So far this year, the Model Y is the bestseller in Norway with 12,578 sales. The Volvo EX30 is number 2. The VW ID4 is number 3. And the Tesla Model 3 is number 4. And the Model 3 is the third best-selling vehicle in Norway overall. All right, it's time for sunspots. So one of the hardest parts about switching our world's electricity generation from burning fossil fuels to solar is that, well, it's never been done before. And therefore, to many, it just seems impossible. But if we turn to what's going on in China. So this is a chart of electricity generation measured in terawatt hours. This is using data from the Energy Institute. That's China's electricity generation there in green, and the U.S. is in red. And as you can see, somewhere around 2009, China surpassed the U.S. in electricity generation. A lot of this is from burning more coal. But another reason that China was able to surpass the U.S. was because of solar expansion. Take a look at this chart, showing that starting back in 2016, China, which is in dark purple, surpassed the U.S. in pink in solar generation. China, as of last year, was up to about 600 terawatt hours of electricity generated from solar versus less than 250 terawatt hours made by solar here in the U.S. And Elon agrees, China is doing massive solar. And Steve Jurvetson, who used to be on Tesla's board of directors, says between 2022 and 23, China added more solar capacity than the rest of the world combined.
No way!
Now, to keep this in perspective, going back to that first chart, China produced over 9,000 terawatt hours of electricity last year, and only 600 terawatt hours was from solar. But with solar generation growing at 165 terawatt hours last year and growing exponentially, let's do a little math. We see that it's possible that China could actually meet their electricity needs with solar in less than 10 years. I actually came up with 5.1 years at the current growth rate, but I'm doubling that just to be more conservative. Now, I know this sounds crazy, right? How could we possibly install that many solar panels? But let me get Elon in here to help me explain. Once you understand the Kardashev scale, it becomes utterly obvious that essentially all energy generation will be solar. Also, just do the math on solar on Earth and you soon figure out that a relatively small corner of Texas or New Mexico can easily serve all U.S. electricity. One square mile on the surface receives about 2.5 gigawatts of solar energy. That's gigawatts with the G. It's about 30% higher in space. The Starlink global satellite network is entirely solar battery powered. Factoring in solar panel efficiency, about 25%, packing density, 80%, and usable daylight hours, about 6, a reasonable rule of thumb is 3 gigawatt hours of energy per square mile per day. Easy math, but almost no one does these basic calculations. So, to cut to the chase here, using this math, the United States, for example, would need about 4,000 square miles of area for the solar panels to power all of our electrical needs. Texas, for example, is 261,232 square miles, so we would only need less than 2% of the land area of Texas. But that's where a lot of people miss the point. Nobody is proposing that we plop down a giant 4,000 square mile solar field in Texas or anywhere else in the US. Like we talked about last week in Sunspots, putting solar panels just on warehouse roofs in the UK, for instance, would supply half of the UK's electric power needs. And nobody cares about warehouse roofs. So putting solar panels on roofs and solar canopies over parking lots and the occasional solar field would do the trick. We have the space, and this brings the generation close to the places where the electricity is needed, which reduces transmission lines and losses. It also means that no one storm or earthquake or terrorist attack can take out the entire grid. Distributed solar makes our grid resilient.
I agree.
And if you'd like to get solar on your building, but you don't really know how to do it, talk to our friends at EnergyPal. They are the energy experts that'll help you go solar for less. Link is down below. Tell them that Zach and Jesse Bot sent you.
All right. Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
It's time for our video contributor stories. Remember to send us your stories, 2 minutes or less. Shoot them in landscape with good audio and no music, send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got this week, Zach?
This week, we've got two. Jean sent us this video of the newest supercharger location in her area in Silverdale, Washington.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Jean at the new V4 superchargers in Silverdale, Washington. Looking here right now. Charging my car again. This is a 12 station, just opened today, August the 28th, next to the Target store. This is a great addition to our area. So V4, other cars, EVs can charge here, even my son's BMW i3. Thanks for watching. Bye.
And thank you to Marcus, the Tesla tech who helped install this new version 4 supercharger. And another video of the same supercharger in Silverdale, Washington from Tanya.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. We're here in Silverdale, Washington at our newly opened, long-awaited Tesla charger. Here at Silverdale, it's a great place to be. We have Target in the background. It's a walk away from the charger. Across the street is Olive Garden and the mall. This charger here is open to all cars. As you see, a BMW has pulled up and is ready to go as well. So we recommend that you come down to Kitsap County, Silverdale, Washington, and enjoy the fun new chargers here.
Now, Tanya says she forgot to mention that this supercharger is definitely a 10 out of 10. It's directly off the highway and just 20 minutes from the ferry. Sounds like a much appreciated supercharger location there in Silverdale, Washington. Version 4, Magic Dock. Let's go to Target.
Hey, don't be shy. Hi, welcome to Target.
That's awesome.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories.
Keep independent journalism strong and get all of these Patreon bonus stories.
This week, we've got a lot of fun stories for you. Bears while charging.
Wow.
A town in the UK ruined by a petrol leak.
Ugh.
And what will be the last jobs taken by AI and a whole lot more. So you can see these stories for just $1 a month. Head on over to our Patreon. We'll see you there.
All right, we're back from the Patreon bonus stories, and it's time for the Patreon poll. Zach, what do we got this week?
What is Tesla going to unveil at the 1010 event? And we got a range of things that we put up there, plus we added some things that our Patreon said. So the most people here said a future robotaxi, one that doesn't work today, but will in the future.
A lot of people thought that. That's interesting.
Second best guess is a fully functioning robotaxi ready for public pickup and drop off. That's 17%. I hope they're right.
Patrons are usually right.
Nick says, we're going to see a robotaxi demo with a wireless floor charger and an Optimus plugging a charger into it. We will also likely see the 25K-ish Tesla. I hope that's true.
I agree.
Hans says, it will be, I think, a combo announcement of the coming robotaxi, the next iteration of the Optimus robot with apparent significant improvement, the impending Tesla semi-mass production, and the production of the unboxed Tesla cars that will make them significantly more affordable, which will probably include a $25,000 car. All right, well, fingers crossed for the $25,000 Tesla.
And, you know, our patrons are usually right.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. As we approach the U.S. presidential election, Elon's X posts are going to continue to get more and more political, I think. So we do the work, and it takes hours and hours every week to bring you this curated group of posts so that you're kept informed about what Elon is thinking and posting about. But if that's not your thing, feel free to skip this section of the show. We're doing it to counterbalance the mainstream media, which frequently takes Elon's posts out of context and omits his posts that would also give you context. They don't want you to have context. They want to spin a narrative. We do this so that you can make up your mind for yourself instead of being told what to think. And as Lex Fridman says, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. That's a quote, of course, from George Orwell. Ian Miles Chong says, which of these media hoaxes did you fall for? And God Saad says, when the regime lies, it's truth. When a non-acceptable truth is shared, it is disinformation. Got it? Elon said, exactly. Most people still believe half this list. Space Sudoer says, the resemblance is uncanny. Elon laughed. House Judiciary GOP says you're not safe in Democrat-run Philadelphia. And Elon said, pretty sure I saw the scene in The Joker. Autism Capital said new Telegram updates their terms of service to announce they'll now comply with police requests and give up your phone number, IP address, and other information when asked. This is following Pavel Durov's recent arrest and release. End of an era. And Elon said, inevitable. Western Lensman says new Axios propagandist labels Elon Musk a spreader of misinformation, repeatedly tries to get NASA admin Bill Nelson to disparage Musk as a distraction to NASA's mission. Nelson, after praising SpaceX, "It distracts you. It doesn't distract NASA." And Elon says, "Bill Nelson is awesome."
Do you worry about Elon Musk and the misinformation that he spreads that's a detracts or distracts from NASA and its mission?
You know, the good news about that is that Elon has a president that he lets run the company. And her name is Gwynne Shotwell. And she's done that. She was the eighth employee of SpaceX. And she's done a phenomenal job. And as we say in the South, the proof's in the pudding. Look at the crew to orbit, cargo to orbit. Now we'll see. They, along with Jeff Bezos' company, Blue Origin, are going to be our two landers. We're going to get our astronauts to the moon in lunar orbit, and then they will transfer into first a SpaceX lander and then a Blue Origin lander.
Right, and I think it's not necessarily how SpaceX is run, as you're saying. I'm just talking about the distraction of the constant headlines about him, and if you all feel like that's a distraction.
Well, they distract you, but they don't distract NASA.
Elon says Google and Microsoft very disproportionately donate to the Democratic Party. Between them, they control close to 100% of web browsers and search. Even with the best of intentions, they can't help but introduce bias. Glenn Greenwald says, remember Kamala's outright lie in the debate that David Muir forgot to fact check? That as of today, there is not one member of the United States military who is in active duty in a combat zone in any war zone around the world? Breaking from the AP, the U.S. will send additional troops to the Middle East amid escalation between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon, the Pentagon says. Elon says, that was a truly astonishing lie and disrespectful to those risking their lives in dangerous parts of the world. That was such a bizarrely obvious lie. Sawyer Merritt says, Elon Musk met with various world leaders today in New York during the United Nations General Assembly, including Italian Prime Minister, President of South Africa, President of Argentina. Elon meets with more world leaders than some world leaders, LOL. And after Elon met with President Milei of Argentina, he posted, my companies are actively looking for ways to invest in and support Argentina. Mario says, FCC fast-tracked Soros' bid to dominate the airwaves. So last week, the FCC adopted an order to approve his purchase of more than 200 radio stations in 40 markets just weeks before the presidential election. Elon said, went on to say, so how's that radio station purchase going? Only 5% of the legacy media currently doesn't support the Democratic Party, and they seem to be buying a big chunk of that remaining 5%. Ashley St. Clair said the media when Elon bought Twitter, a threat to democracy, he must be stopped. The media when George Soros buys 200 radio stations and purchased district attorneys nationwide, crickets. Elon says because the legacy media industry is a far left propaganda machine. The son of George Soros, Alex Soros, posted, honored to host Governor Tim Walz at my home in New York City. Brendan Carr, who is a commissioner in the FCC, says a person's last name should not determine how the government treats them. That is why I oppose the creation of a special Soros shortcut that fast-tracks the acquisition of 200-plus radio stations. File the petition first and go through the normal 310B ownership review process. Elon says, this fast track right before an election sounds like corruption. Chamath Palihapitiya says, this is so disheartening. The FAA slow rolls SpaceX approvals to launch Starship, while the FCC fast tracks change of control of media partially into foreign hands right before an election. Can't the greatest country in the world do better than this? And Elon says, crazy. And then Tesla owner Silicon Valley says, do you think they'll date? And they're talking, of course, here about the Prime Minister of Italy, Giorgia Meloni. Elon says, we are not dating. He says, I was there with my mom. There is no romantic relationship whatsoever with PM Meloni. Bad Hombre says, calling it now, they're banging. Elon says, false. May Musk, Elon's mom, says, I went back to the hotel with Elon. Elon says, true. Mario Nafal says, Senator Bernie Sanders, Elon is right about solving obesity. Bernie Sanders says, Elon Musk, not one of my usual allies, recently tweeted that solving obesity reduces the risk of diseases like diabetes and improves quality of life. He's right. We need to make appetite inhibitors available. And Elon said, I really am with Bernie on this one. Mario Nafal says, Jamie Dimon, Elon's government efficiency plan is a great idea. And Elon said, cool. Speaker Mike Johnson says, after organizing a partisan campaign event in a battleground state this week, Ukrainian Ambassador Oksana Marikova demonstrated she cannot be trusted to fairly and effectively serve as a diplomat in this country. President Zelensky must immediately remove her. Elon said, by definition, unless I'm missing something, surely this constitutes foreign interference in a U.S. election. Sawyer Merritt says, news, OpenAI is working on a plan to restructure its core business into a for-profit corporation that will no longer be controlled by its nonprofit board. CEO Sam Altman will also receive equity. The company is valued at $150 billion. Elon says, I'm so surprised. Bojan says, that didn't age well. Smoke Away says, Sam Altman on May 16th, 2023, I have no equity in OpenAI. I'm doing this because I love it. And Elon said, swindler of the century.
You make a lot of money, do you?
I'm paid enough for health insurance. I have no equity in OpenAI.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. You need a lawyer.
I need a what?
You need a lawyer or an agent.
I'm doing this because I love it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks, Senator Kennedy.
He went on to say, you can't just convert a nonprofit into a for-profit. That's illegal. Sam Altman is Littlefinger. Beth says Elon should get 5% of OpenAI for his early investment if they're handing out equity, in my opinion. Elon said, I didn't provide what would have been essentially the entire seed round, that's sarcastic, A round, and most of the B round, in addition to being the guy who comes up with the idea, co-founded the company, and recruited most of the critical early team members. Other than that, nothing. Watcher Guru says, just in, billionaire Mark Cuban says he wants to be head of the SEC. Elon says, what a nightmare. Mark Cuban is proof that morons can become billionaires.
Could I ask you, Mark, whether you would entertain being a Treasury Secretary, a Commerce Secretary in a Harris
head of the SEC.
Head of the SEC.
That's the job I would take. Maybe HHS.
And Wokeness says, exactly 1 year ago, Mayor Eric Adams admitted off script that migrants are destroying NYC. He was just indicted by Biden Harris. Elon says he was told to shut up by the Democratic Party after this. Mario Nafal posts, UK snubs Elon because he criticized oppression of free speech. And Elon said, I don't think anyone should go to the UK when they're releasing convicted pedophiles in order to imprison people for social media posts. Naomi posted, regardless of whether or not CO2 drives global warming, it does not. Solar may well be the best truly sustainable source of energy in the future. Elon says CO2 does increase temperatures. This is empirically true, meaning you can run a small scale experiment yourself to prove it. The question is simply one of magnitude versus time. However, climate activists have overplayed their hand, making dire predictions that turned out to be overly pessimistic, rightfully diminishing their credibility. That said, we should bias towards a sustainable energy economy, since that is where we'll end up anyway, and there's no need to run extreme climate experiments. In the meantime, we should not vilify the oil and gas industry that is working hard to keep civilization going, and we should leave the farmers alone. Elon responded to this LA Times article, with an election looming, the U.S. is approving citizenship applications at the fastest speed in years. He said they're important. Supporting voters, it is obvious. Elon went on to say, energy output is a better measure of an economy than money. George says, breaking, the North Carolina Election Board just revealed that they have removed 750,000 names from the voter rolls, including 130,000 dead people and 290,000 registrations that were duplicates. This comes after Republicans filed a lawsuit, and Elon said, election integrity. Tanun bin Zayed Al Nayan says, today we engaged in discussions with Elon on the latest developments in advanced technology and AI, focusing on strategies to strengthen collaborative efforts. Our shared ambition and vision will help to optimize resources and unlock unique opportunities. Mark Andreessen said, the motto of the Royal Society is Nullius in Verba, which is Latin for take nobody's word for it. And then Elon posted this in Latin, Caputium habeo, nisi pucinium omnem mihi dabis, ad caput tum saxum emain mitam. I have a catapult, give me all your money, or I will fling an enormous rock at your head. Colin Rugg says, just in, new ICE report reveals the Biden-Harris administration has let in 425,000 illegal immigrants who are convicted criminals. That is enough people to fill Michigan's football stadium four times. And Elon said, this is criminal. Zuby says, it still confounds me that a nation as populous, prosperous, and diverse as the USA has such a binary political system, red or blue. Elon said, yeah, tough choice. Both parties have issues. In the past, I think on balance, the Democrats were better. Now I think Republicans are, on balance, better. Vinod Khosla says, Argentina's unemployment rate soars to 52% under Milei's dictatorial austerity program. Same will happen under Donald Trump. As he slashes spending, his tariffs will simultaneously increase inflation. And then he got community noted. This post contains a factual error. The linked article doesn't mention unemployment rate numbers, but a poverty rate of 52%. And went on to say the unemployment rate in Argentina fell to 7.6% in the second quarter of 2024, down from the 7.7% in the previous period and below estimates of 7.9%. And Elon said, you are dumb. Elon posted, you know who we could ask about whether Kamala secured the border? The Border Patrol. Then the Border Patrol posted, Vice President Harris has ignored the border problem she created for over 3 years. She goes down there for 20 minutes for a photo op and decides to repeat some things that the Border Patrol has said before. But again, where has she been for the last 3.5 years? John Solomon says, DOJ sues Alabama over attempt to remove non-citizens from voter rolls. Nilan says the clown world level is reaching unprecedented levels. And then he posted this. And wokeness says John Kerry calls for a ministry of truth. The First Amendment stands as a major roadblock for us right now. And Elon says, in general, this anti-free speech BS is being pushed hard by many people on the left, even comedians. Mark Cuban posted, Elon, there will come a time when you need something from Donald Trump. You will think you will have earned the right to ask and receive. You have been a loyal, faithful soldier for him. You have supported him politically with tens of millions of dollars. Then at the point you need him most, you will find out what so many before you have learned. His loyalty is only to himself. Elon said, yeah, I'm not expecting any favors. There is no quid pro quo. With the Trump administration, we can execute major government reform, remove bureaucratic paperwork that is smothering the country, and unlock a new age of prosperity. And then Elon responded to this chart of friendship diversity, showing that Republicans basically have a diverse friendship group, whereas as Democrats get more educated, they have less diversity. He said, interesting, my observation is that there is far more vicious animosity directed against the right by the left than vice versa. The right just thinks the left is misguided, but the left has foaming at the mouth hatred of the right. Well, there you go, folks. Those are your X's of the week. All right, it's time for community mail time. Let's keep this fun and positive. Mark sent us these photos he took of a blue wrap Cybertruck in Scottsdale, Arizona. So look at that reflection on the pavement. That is cool. If you look closely, also, you'll see that Woody and Buzz Lightyear are trying to hop on board. Wow. Tony spotted this slammed Cybertruck in West Palm Beach, Florida. And it looks like it's a paisan, a fellow countryman. Dale writes in to say that at a recent family gathering here in Central California, I see the Cybertruck and ask, whose truck is that? Then I learned it's my daughter's who just got it. So we had to get a picture of it and my 95-year-old dad, a real cowboy, in it.
That's awesome.
Craig spotted this GMC Sierra Denali EV pickup truck with Michigan plates at the Nashville Zoo. GM has reportedly begun deliveries in August, but many customers are reporting that they won't actually be able to get theirs until November. So maybe in November, we'll start to see a lot more of these on the road. Our viewer Gary, who's a firefighter in California, writes in to share his custom license plate. He says it took the DMV 5 months to process his application. It's short for El Tesla Cybertruck. He writes, my profession is still scared of EV technology. I am actively educating other firefighters about EVs and reducing FUD. Bonus pictures of my coworkers R1T and my Cybertruck next to each other at the fire station parking lot. Thank you, Gary, for fighting that FUD. We reported on the Cyber Bear that Tesla is proposing at their Palo Alto headquarters. Well, our viewer John sent in this photo of him with a Cyber Bear that he spotted in Banff, Canada last summer. Sean spotted this VW Buzz. Brian spotted this business wrap Cybertruck in San Antonio, Texas. Now, I'd be really interested to know if this helps increase business. I mean, I'll bet it does. Paul from San Jose, California writes in to share, had myself a good chuckle today at the gas station. A lovely charcoal black wrapped Cybertruck was getting washed there alongside four other cars. There were a total of 7 workers washing cars, but 5 out of the 7 were crawling all over the Cybertruck inside and out like ants at a picnic. One worker was working on the other cars, and another was forced to stop working on the Cybertruck to help me fill my barbecue propane tank. I drive Model 3, didn't need much gas. Oh, and the reason I twice put gas in quotes, because there were literally more Teslas at the station today, including mine, than there were ICE vehicles. LOL. Times they are changing, and Cybertrucks, they do attract a lot of attention. Han spotted this wrapped Model 3 in Tenero, Switzerland. Uvindo shared this video that he took. He said, last night I was returning a U-Haul trailer. We noticed that FSD was able to be turned on, which I never saw before. Here's the video I captured with my phone. It could be possible that this is from updating to FSD version 12.5.2.1, but who knows? Honestly, the only thing that would need to be changed with FSD for this to work is to do heavier braking and slower and wider turns.
That's awesome.
Sergey from Haifa, Israel shared these photos, first of a Hummer EV charging at a Decathlon sporting goods store. The other is an electric city bus from the Egged Bus Company. Sergey says the bus drivers often abuse the instant acceleration. Sergey also says that every third car in this neighborhood are EVs, mainly Teslas, Chinese brands, and some Volvos, despite the fact that there is only one supercharger in the entire city. Kathy spotted this forest green Model Y in Palo Alto, California. Our viewer Jeff was on a recent trip to China, and he said in Shanghai, people pay around $10,000 to license a gas car, which is on a lottery system. EV owners pay zero. Saw this Avatar EV charging at the Nanjing Tulos site in Fujian province. It was badged Avita on the rear. Saw this Tesla Model Y in Xi'an while visiting the Terracotta Warrior site. And he saw this Avatar showroom in Qingling and this BYD EV in Xinjiang. And Fred spotted this tram charging in Seville, Spain. The tram only has to cover 1.4 kilometers, so a 2,200-pound supercapacitor battery charges the tram in 30 seconds for a range of about 2 miles. The tram also uses regen.
Wow.
All right, it's time for supercharger reviews. Let's see what people have found out there in the world.
I'm at the 16-stall Tesla Supercharger at Port Deposit, Maryland, outside of the Hollywood Casino.
I visited on a Monday, and there was only one other Tesla charging at the station, a Cybertruck. But I would bet on the weekends this is a very busy supercharger. The supercharger is located just in front of the Hollywood Casino in Perryville, Maryland. It is open 24/7 and has restrooms, dining, and of course, all sorts of gambling opportunities. I would rate this charger an 8 out of 10. There are lots of stalls, 16, and it's just outside of a facility that has 24/7 services. Come to charge, stay to gamble.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Charles here coming to you from Lucas in Victoria, Australia. This is a review of a supercharger opened up fairly recently at the time of recording. It was about September 2023. It's a 10-stall version 3 supercharger. Facilities include a KFC in one direction, Ampol service station with a small shop there, a few cafes and so on in the shopping centre on the other side, and then there's a Woolworths and a McDonald's behind that. So plenty of facilities. It's a great location, about 100 k's out of Melbourne, good for a top-up on the way to Adelaide. There is another supercharger in the same town. It's a 6-stall version 2, which was installed a few years ago. So this is a very well-serviced area for Tesla drivers now. I would rate it 7 out of 10. Now you know.
Hey guys, submitting a review for the new supercharger station here in Grand Mound, Washington. We've got some version 4s behind me, and we got some version 4s over here that are actually trailer friendly, which is fantastic. And they all appear to have the new Magic Dock. And right behind me, there is a distillery with a restaurant inside, has really good food. And we're just a couple miles from the highway. And there's also a hotel right here that shares the parking lot. Some nice shade trees to hang out on a warm day. I would say this is easily a 9 out of 10 because of the trailer-friendly pull-through spots and the Magic Dock. All right, now you know.
Hey, Zach and Jesse, it's Peter here in Whistler, BC, where they're building a brand new supercharger station. Looks like it might be 6 stalls, and the cabinets say version 3.5. Right here in the Marketplace parking lot, there is everything you could possibly need. I'm going to give this one a 10 out of 10. Everything you've got here, so you've got the banks, you've got medical, dental, you've got grocery shopping, liquor stores, trade services, and it's a great place to go. There's the village, kids playgrounds, bike rentals, bike parks, skate parks, you name it. So even if you're only here for a few minutes while you go grocery shopping, grab your stuff, you'll be able to check out more in the area. Anyway, here you go, and now you know. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you so much for doing supercharger reviews. You don't have to just watch them on this show, by the way. We have them all on a map, which I think is the most useful way to have this information because superchargers exist in the real world. So you can head over to nowyouknowchannel.com and you can go to our supercharger map and you can scroll all around. You can find new superchargers that haven't been reviewed yet. You can upload your reviews there and you can check out other people's reviews if you're planning a long road trip.
And you can give us your out of 10 numbers for superchargers you've spotted. Also, destination chargers can be reviewed as well. All right, it's time for new superchargers. I'm going to have to cover the whole list here, Jesse Bach, because I guess you're not going to be doing it with me. So let's go. We got the 3-stall in Lupanshui, China. We have the 3-stall in Chongqing, China. We have the 3-stall in Xi'an, China. A 3-stall in Guangzhou, China. A 2-stall 120 kilowatt in Mangxi, China. A 3-stall in Jiangsu, China. A 3-stall in Lenfen, China. A 6-stall in Hangzhou at the Asilicon Technology Park in China. A 3-stall in Hangzhou, China. A 12-stall version 4 in Truckee, California. A 64-stall version 3 in Upland, Arrowroot, California. A 3-stall in Foshan, China. A 6-stall in Shanghai, China. A 16-stall in Austin, Texas at East Dasney Lane. Number 7 in Turkey is an 8-stall in Ilgaz, Turkey. Number 77 in Spain is the 8-stall version 4 at Villacuaran de los Infantes, Spain. Number 147 in the UK is the 12-stall version 4 in Glasgow. We have a 20-stall in Hollister, California. We have number 50 in Nevada, the 16-stall version 4 in Boulder City, Nevada. We have a 3-stall in Fuzhou, China. We have an 8-stall version 4 in Nempitz, Germany. The 3-stall in Pingdu, China. The 3-stall in Hefei, China. 3-stall in Kunming, China. Another 3-stall in Fuzhou, China. A 15-stall version 4 in Pfungstadt Ost, Germany. An 8-stall version 4 in Gelsenkirchen, Germany. A 38-stall version 4 in Flå, Norway. Number 171 in Texas, a 12-stall in Waxahachie, Texas. Number 172 in Florida is the 8-stall in Miami. A 3-stall in Hangzhou. A 3-stall in Ninghai. An 8-stall version 4 in Giessen, Germany. Number 199 in Germany is the 16-stall version 4 in Dettelbach. A 2-stall version 2 in Ryuli, China. Number 2122 in China, a 3-stall in Wuxi. Number 137 in Norway, the 12-stall version 4 in Sundalsora, Norway. An 8-stall version 4 in Vallejo, California. An expansion from 8 to 16 stalls in Varazze, Italy. An expansion from 6 to 8 stall version 4s in Eislingen, Fils, Germany. And number 499 in California, number 2405 in the US, number 6670 in the world is the 12th stall in San Jose, California.
All right. Thank you so much for doing Superchargers this week, Zach. Really rested my voice a little bit. I'm sure that I'm going to be able to pronounce the French ones much better next time.
Figures, I get the super long list without Jesse here to help me. Well, Jesse Bot's here, but I got to be honest, Jesse Bot, this was a bit of a tough show for me. We've been doing the show together, the real Jesse and I, every week for over 8 years, and it is hard to do without the real Jesse.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Zach. Luckily, Jesse will be returning next week.
I look forward to the real Jesse returning next week as we gear up for Tesla's 1010 Robotaxi event, but I'm so happy for the real Jesse to finally get a real vacation with no work being done. I can't remember the last time that Jesse actually took one, so show him some love in the comments because he never stops working. Thank you all so much for watching and being awesome. We'll see you next week. Now you know.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details. Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.